7-7-2-0-1.
Everybody back in the saddle again. Oh, and we have things to talk about here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney is always thrilled to be the skipper of this little old ship. If you don't like what you hear in this segment, trust me, there's so much more to come. And boy, we have other cages to rattle. But right now, it's healthcare, baby. It's all about the reaction to healthcare, and what does it all mean? First of all, the big news is that President Obama is getting set to sign the bill expanding healthcare access, okay? So that's supposed to happen on Tuesday. It's a $940 billion plan. I know we've talked about this price tag. So does everybody have that emblazoned in their head? Of course, these are guesstimates. It is not a for sure thing. As we move along year by year by year, that number could change. And then so many people are worried about the taxes. And actually, what does it mean to all of us? Whether you got lots of do-re-mi, just a little bit of do-re-mi, you have health care coverage and you're worried that your premium's going to change, or you are on Medicare, Medicaid, and you're concerned ultimately, well, there's a difference, Medicare, Medicaid. You're concerned about what will happen there. We're going to talk about all of it. But let's start with the moment. The votes. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, couldn't have been more thrilled that she was able to deliver the 216. And actually, here's what some of the moments sounded like.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 212. The motion to concur in the Senate amendment is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
All right, so what was interesting, some of the other moments that happened there, you heard that, just that's quite simply how it went down late yesterday, as many of you no. So we had one on the floor yelling, it's a baby killer. And you have a lot of people that aren't happy with this. The Texas congressman was Randy Neubauer, who said, just screamed that out, baby killer, during the debate late into Sunday night. Then he issued a statement apologizing for the outburst. Now, for me, I got tangled up in a mess on the East Coast, actually coming back to snow in Texas. So I happened to catch a re-rack of that when very late I went to the baggage claim area. Of course, I had tape rolling on it, so I was able to go back and look at the whole thing. And earlier in the day when I was on the ground, I was able to watch what was going on. And I got a couple of different tweets from folks that were on the Hill saying this is for sure going to happen. It's not just this rumor that started on Friday. So the reaction now is certainly mixed in some quarters, and I'm wondering how you're feeling, America, because this affects each and every one of us. So let me pop out the digits right from the get-go, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, and let's talk a little bit about what's happened here in the wake of these last, I guess this last 24 hours, I'll call it the last 24 hours, it's been kind of a crazy weekend leading into this, but there are definitely hurdles ahead, and already at least 10 to 11 states have decided they're going to sue over the health bill. They don't like, you know, what's being proposed out of all those mountains of pages that we went over time and time again. So it's official. that there are these states that are going to line up to file the federal lawsuit challenging, what do you think is going to be the challenge, the constitutionality of this new health care reform bill. The guy that was picked to announce it was Florida's attorney general. Virginia is also is part of this suit as well. And the governor in Florida, Charlie Crist, said that the lawsuit would be filed once Obama signs, which, because they'd have to wait, it's not official yet, once Obama signs the bill into law. And other states included, not surprisingly, Texas and Alabama, Nebraska, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Utah, and Washington. So all of the attorney generals in the states that I just mentioned for sure are part of this. And they say it's about the law, and that's what the lawsuit's about, not politics. Clearly, they are going to stick to challenging the constitutionality of this whole thing because of looking at portions of the bill that would force some states to spend money they don't have. So if you strictly looked at that definition, you could call it a violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. Now, you know, will this eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court? I'd say with the states doing this and with more jumping on board, absolutely, that's probably where this whole thing ends up. Now, the reaction to many of you, whether you're doctors, lay people, I say lay people because you're not in the medical industry, or you're in the insurance industry, boy, it's been interesting. And let's not forget, if I were in the insurance industry, I wouldn't be worried at all. Because it's some crazy amount of money. What is it, like $330 billion or something that ultimately will go back into the insurance company's hands. So the insurance companies weren't going to lose any way you cut this. It, you know, it kept going back to, oh, this is about insurance, and then the people insuring us are screwing us. But in this bill, that's the one group of people, honestly, they don't have to worry. And see, so many people called this show, and we talked to so many experts, and I told you what my take was right from the very beginning of this, was to create the competition. If you erase the state lines and people could shop, that would make a difference already. But that's not what this is all about. How do these co-op works? How does that work, the people who are thrown into co-ops? What does it mean for the employers? How soon do things kick in? I know one night we went over that. Ultimately, this whole bill, the way it sits now, which you can guarantee will be changed, wouldn't kickstart, really. It would kickstart along the way, but really wouldn't be fulfilled until at least 2017. So that's how long we're looking for this to take effect. So that's certainly a couple of years to play with. What ultimately this historic bill, as it heads to the president's desk, what does it mean to the futures of those who are up for grabs their seats in the midterm elections? I've got to think in some states anyway, there are people that will absolutely lose their jobs. Now, the health care reform also does face the Senate challenge, so it's not golden, but that's a layup. The whole Senate thing is a layup. There's no question. It will end up, for sure, in the hands of the president late Tuesday. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TACTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Healthcare and where we're headed. In the meantime, Acorn going in a different direction after the scandals. What does that mean? Well, I'll explain. Also, remember the Michael Jackson doctor? Ooh, looks like he delayed calling paramedics. That's a no-no. So he may have to take a little ride in the dungeon. Normally, I don't reveal the name ahead of time, but in this case, I'm thinking I'm just going to give you that heads up. All right, let's move along. 800-259-5791, or you can email me, of course, americatonight.net. Healthcare, are you concerned about what it means to you? George in Indiana, hello, you take the first whack at this.
Oh, wow, thanks. You know, 2,700 pages.
I know.
There's a provision for the IRS to take power over wages for health care.
So that's right.
And take the health care price right out of your paycheck.
And I have a real, I have a real problem with that, because then the IRS is the big bad enforcer, which already, you know, with the problems people have with taxation. Now, if you can, as you say, you just take the wages away, can you imagine? That's one of the big problems with this whole thing.
Well, you know, they're going to take the pension funds and invest them with the failing banks.
I know.
Why?
I know. And, you know, we're talking about if you earn anywhere between at least $22,000 and $88,000, there are what they call tax credits for health insurance premiums, right? But the fines, as you pointed out right from the get-go, it's up $750 for not buying in. And a business would face $3,000 and up.
And comparative medicine, death panels, they want my 81-year-old mother to talk to them about how she wants to die.
What did you do? So what do you, that's bad. That's, I mean, the whole idea, even the name so aptly, you know, thrown out there, death panels. Yeah, I'm right there with you, George. I think that there's going to be a lot of problems with compliance. I really do. I think that's what's going to happen. And the IRS trying to collect these fees and all these people who don't buy health insurance. And, you know, the Senate bill doesn't have any funding for the expansion of the IRS. So where are they getting all this money to? And then having these people enforcing this, there are a bunch of problems related to it. But it's through, and I think it goes through the Senate hurdle. I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem there. It's going to be on the desk because that has to do with reconciliation. That'll be on the president's desk. And then hold on to your hats, George.
Well, there are 38 states right now that say that as soon as Obama signs that.
Yeah, they're suing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how can there be a war against the states and the government? And how does that work?
Well, there could be lawsuits, and the lawsuits are challenging. They're trying to focus not on the political side of it because they'll have more success by challenging rather the constitutionality. So any of the states like Texas was already lined up. I mentioned a whole bunch of them. And Alabama, Florida, and they'll all the AGs there, they're part of that, and they'll try to take it up, which it, I'm sure will get all the way up to the Supreme Court.
And then think this can go physical?
I think it could.
Well, how does that work? How do the states go against the government physically?
Well, you mean just almost like a revolt?
Well, a civil war. I can't imagine a secession,
like Governor Perry was suggesting with Texas. Yeah.
They're in deep trouble down there.
Yeah, there's. I'll tell you what. There's. I think there are many more people that are going to protest this whole thing than the people in Washington. George, thanks for the call. Realize. And do I think there'll be like kind of this mini militias or call to arms? No, I don't think on a broad scale, no. Do I think it'll get physical in the sense of, you know, fisticuffs and problems? Yes. I think there already has been. In fact, there were people that were on the Hill yesterday. I got a text message from someone that said that was telling me that apparently, and this isn't, you know, made up stuff, that apparently there were some people that were so upset that they were spitting, you know, the protesters were spitting at the Democrats as they came out, you know, when they were trying to make their way away from the Capitol or whatever. They were so upset that they were pretty raucous before the bill was passed, and there was even a man that was the guy, one of the guys specifically who spit on a congressman was arrested. And he was ultimately let go, but, and you could see if you saw any of the video of it, which I did, you could see that people were clearly very, very upset and weren't afraid of any run-ins, if you know what I mean. And there were other folks in Congress who said when they were going by protesters as their way to this vote on the Hill, that there were people that shouted at them, called them all kinds of obscene things, and they were harassing and, you know, whatever. And that's so when I say physical or something like that, I think to that level it'll happen. Taking to the streets, no. What I think will change is when the votes come down. So anybody who is up for a seat in the midterms, they can expect, especially the way they voted, they can expect to probably lose their seat. And here's what I think happened. I think Obama called them out, called the Democrats out, and especially the holdouts, and said, listen, you don't do this for me, you get nothing. This is it. So it was a do-or-die scenario. You're one of the holdouts. We don't have enough people. Forget about it. You're getting nothing the entire time I sit in this position. There's no wheeling and dealing going on. So ultimately, he, I believe, got rough when he was trying to persuade some of the holdouts to, you know, to jump on board, because then they'd have the 216, which ultimately they got the 216 and then some. 219 was the final yay vote. So there was enough people to watch this sail through. Now, the next step, of course, is Senate Republicans haven't said that they won't use any or all legislative tactics in order to slow or stop the reconciliation bill from passing. But having said that, you know, what has to happen is Obama signs the health care bill on Tuesday. Then the Senate begins dealing with the reconciliation package, basically. So according to Senate rules, members are allowed to offer any amendments and challenges to the reconciled bill. So they could bombard this, and that's probably what happens there. There's very little hope, I think, that this is a short amount of time. I mean, I think this is going to hang out there for a while. And the Senate is a much different situation than the House. So once the bill hits the Senate floor, there has to be, at least according to the rules of the Senate, at least 20 hours of debate. But that's just sort of like that gentle suggestion. There could be more debate than 20 hours. Republicans are allowed to offer unlimited amendments, and I think a lot of them are armed with a bunch of amendments, all that would have to be ruled on by the Senate as a whole, as the parliamentarian. So they would have to go in that direction. It could get nasty, and they could throw up a bunch of roadblocks, amendment after amendment after amendment. And I truly believe that it's going to take longer. And the Democrats in the Senate, they do have an option to overrule the decisions, the parliamentarians' decisions, but they would need the GOP votes to reach the necessary three-quarters majority required to do that, and that's probably pretty unlikely. Now, what we're stuck with here is, how does this affect George? How does this affect George and Indiana? How does this affect Kate? How does this affect Matt, who's doing the technicals? How does this affect you? That's what we want to know. How does this affect you? We're going to talk about that on the flip side. 800-259-5791. Hang through, everybody.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We'll talk about it next, along with the screw-up by Michael Jackson's doctor and a couple of other interesting things, some odds and ends, if you will, we'll toss in at the stretch drive here on the first hour of America tonight. We're talking about healthcare, though, and how it affects all of us. And, I mean, here's the thing. It's not kicking in just yet, because first you got to have that little Senate thing going on, right? After the signing, and then it's all about the reconciliation. And then after that happens, then the implementation is going to be interesting to watch. I mean, I'll keep saying this. Honest to goodness, I think every single one of us thinks there should be some kind of health care reform. I truly believe it. I don't think there's anyone I've talked to on America Tonight, even if they love their insurance and everything else, that doesn't believe there could be some reform, like the pre-existing conditions, the insurance competition, meaning that you could shop around a little bit more. But if you really sat down, and of course it would take you forever and you'd have to put your life on hold, and read what some of the things that are contained in this bill will, how it will upset the apple cart in, I think, the wrong direction, then you wouldn't think that the quality, affordable health care we can all count on is really what we're all going to get once this is implemented. And then the people who cannot afford it. because what is considered affordable? What is considered the salary, the amount of money where you can, you should have this health coverage and it should be affordable? Ultimately, what does that mean? And to me, I think the number's a little bit off, a little bit too low. Jeremy is listening to us in Alaska. Hello, Jeremy. You've talked to us before. Thanks for the call. What's up?
I had a projection, you know, and maybe it's hopefully not true, but the way they've already, you know, raped the country with the bailouts, giving money to offshore bankers and things like this, and now they're going to tax the heck out of everybody for 4 years before they ever see any benefits. And it just seems like it's so obvious to me anyway that they're going to tax the heck out of everybody for 4 years. Then they're going to claim the country's bankrupt and no one's going to get anything. You know, they're going to collapse and then probably not too long after that, they'll come up with a global currency. But that's a whole nother subject. But
well, what you just said is my fear is that you get taxed beyond belief. All of us pick up even more taxes. And then ultimately what you think you're going to get, this great, affordable, fabulous health care that you're promised, that you are paying more, you don't get. So there is no payoff. But then you think about the fat cats in Wall Street who got bailed out, like the dreaded three letters AIG, and you wonder, why me? Why are we all, the rest of us, in this situation? There was even somebody, and I wish I could remember who it was a congressman who said, well, okay, if we're promising this is what the bill's going to cost and it's not going to cost anybody any more money, then we need to back that promise up so that when it breaks down and it costs more money because the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, can't guarantee the numbers. They don't know into the future by the time this even kicks in, that we guarantee we're going to back that up with money so the American people don't have to pay for it. But that's the problem, and they can't.
It's just a big ripoff and hijacking, yep. And no one's going to see anything out of it.
Well, yeah, well,
they're just going to take the money, just like they did with the bailout, and they're going to make the people pay for it, and no one's going to see anything or die. Just like, you know, all them jobs that money was supposed to create, nothing.
Yeah, the stimulus so far has fallen flat, and then supposedly in the next year or two, we're going to see more of that kick in. All right, Jeremy, thanks. Keep warm there in Alaska. So Jeremy says, although they're coming upon a time where it is a little bit warmer, Jeremy's saying, forget it, it's a big American ripoff. It's another, you know, here we go again. All of the pronouncements of what's going to happen, but ultimately we're going to be left holding the bag and there's going to be nothing in it. Well, this is the concern, that's why I keep saying, I'll say it again and again and again. All of us realize this in all areas of life, right? Follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the money when it comes to Osama bin Laden. How did that happen? What happened there? What happened? How did this happen? You trace it back to the money. Like the Wall Street stuff, trace it back to the money. The health care now reform, trace it back to the money. The problem is what's being proposed is going to be very different than what ultimately, too, is going to happen. So you've got the public option that is hanging out there, too. Then you have this reconciliation package this week. That's what's going to happen. The GOP is going to look at every weakness they can possibly find. Senator Tom Coburn, a Republican from Oklahoma, has promised that, has sworn, if he has to stand up there bleary-eyed, he's going to do everything he can, that he's thoroughly been through this bill. He's going to raise a number of points, and he was working with a lot of others in the Senate to come up with a strategy to oppose reconciliation. So this is going to be interesting here, I think, for the rest of the week as well. But nothing is certain until it hits the floor. So could something be altered? Could points be altered enough, like the public option? The vote on the public option would be close with Democrats whipping against it. In the face of the opposition, it would likely be a blowout. In December, they persuaded 30 Democrats to vote against a bill allowing prescription drug reimportation, even though many of them were public supporters of it. So this is where it all comes down to the tricky part. And who's zooming who? And if you can remember what some of your senators or Congress folks said before, keep that in mind when we start to play some of this and you start to listen to the conversation, right? So any Democrat could simply step up and throw out a public option amendment in the Senate, and it would need just that little bare thin majority to pass. But would it have 50 votes? Would it have 50 votes? It's looking like, yeah. But the Democrats say it might be too risky. And the problem is to get the final bill through again, how tough would that be in the House? So, you know, are they, you know, do they go for broke and try to really finagle the public option in, or just say, okay, let's take what we got and move forward? Let's move forward, and then we'll try to figure out a way to stick something in down the road. There's no question they can go for that public option, but would it pass? And what the chance of the Senate, could it pass some kind of form of the public option? I'm saying no. It's going to be very interesting to see this stuff and see how the chess game is played out, because there's still a few things missing. There's still a few things missing in this. But it's going to change. It's going to change, ultimately, health care coverage. I think what Jeremy's saying is right on, that, and it's what we've said all along here, you're not going to see it overnight. I looked at a timeline the other day. I was trying to get somebody to help me kind of put together what would a timeline look like, a doctor, in fact. And in looking at this, for everything to go through, for all these things to happen, it absolutely does not happen until 2017. I mean, there's just no way that it can be enacted in immediately overnight. So whatever coverage you have, if you were looking for something you thought was bigger, bad, or better, you're not getting that anyway. You're not getting any big changes right at the top. Even the pre-existing conditions, I think, will take a while for that to kick in. So almost anything that we're talking about with this new healthcare reform is still a ways down the road. And let me tell you, there are going to be a lot of people that will not have jobs, because a recent poll shows 11% of us rate congressional performance as good. That's not even great. We admire, we like, we anything, the people who represent us. If you go to the Rasmussen report, it's interesting because they track this thing daily like Gallup does. And the new reports show that number, that 11% of voters rate Congress's performance as good or excellent. And 64% flat out say Congress is doing a poor job. So 64% is a terrible rating. And now this last survey was taken before the vote, the House's 219-212 vote to pass the national health care plan. Can you imagine right now what that poll would say? And the polls, for what they're worth, were the, you know, some of the percentages could be a little bit off. They're pretty right on when it comes to predictions of elections. You know who the most unpopular congressional leader is? That would be Nancy Pelosi. I know you're not stunned by that. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to zig and zag all over the place with a little bit of odds and ends. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
So states are suing, challenging the constitutionality of this health bill. More than 219 voted yay. We'll see what happens with the Senate. I mean, there'll be some grandstanding, and there'll be some attacks and some strategy involved on the GOP side, but it goes through. And ultimately, how does it affect all of us in this country? And I'll say this again, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next year, but it will kick in. And how fast will the taxes kick in? Boy, I bet you they'll tax us a lot sooner than you'll get whatever the goodies, wink, wink, are contained in this health care bill. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. We went to Toronto for the weekend, saw the Leafs Canadian game Saturday night at the Hangar, the Air Canada Center.
How was that?
Oh, when the Canadians scored, half the arena cheered. When the Leafs scored, half the arena cheered. Because don't forget, you have a lot of people who came down for the weekend, and you have a lot of transplanted Montrealers still who made the mistake of moving to Toronto. So you know, it's not like European soccer where you know rivalries fans in the stands kill each other. Here we're you know, hey, how you doing? What part of Montreal did you grow up in? And then, you know, and stuff like that. And people say, buy you a beer and, you know, whatever. So it was a fun time. Even though the Canadians lost in the shootout, but we won't hold it against them.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Is someone actually taking this self? You know, I know it. This bill passed. Is someone ready to take it to court?
Well, that's why I said there's. You've got at least. Well, what you have is you have at least 10 states or more. Some people are saying 30, but it's really officially my count that I know officially right now. Those that are definitely on board are 11 states. 11 states are doing it. So I think more will jump on. And they'll challenge the constitutionality of the bill, but how far will it go? Will be the interesting thing. Does it go all the way up to the Supreme Court? And there's probably a good chance of that.
Okay, I apologize for sounding dumb. Remember, I'm Canadian, but don't hold that against me. What's there to challenge? I mean, the president. You know, he's going to sign it. He's going to make it into law.
The taxation. Because there's taxes that will come out as a result of this, and so you could challenge that, the taxes. You could look at that, and that's what they're going to challenge on, and just try to focus on that.
Right.
So if you know, that's where you start to go through. I mean, that's where you start to look at whether or not it holds up in court, or you can make an argument that no, for the greater good, it doesn't. I mean, I don't even know what the other attack side of that would be, the anti side of it.
Right.
I think it could hold up. I don't know.
So, okay, well, yeah, but okay. Obviously, I don't know the way your court systems work. Let's say someone challenges it. How many more? And it does make it, like you say,
all these states challenge it. So you have. So, in other words, you have not just one, but you have 11, 12, 13, 30 states. Let's say you have 30 states that jump on board and say, okay, now let's roll forward. Now we're going to challenge this. We're going to the court.
Yeah, but how long will it – I mean, let's
say – Oh, it could take a while, absolutely. By the time I get up to the Supreme Court, it could take a while. Sometimes – not always. Sometimes it moves fast. We had a – when we had the Hanging Chad incident –
right.
In Florida, that was pretty quick. I mean, that went through, but you're talking about election results and holding election results up.
Right.
So that had to happen quick. In this case, it could take a little bit longer than that.
But it still
won't be that long.
Okay, talking about your government. Okay, latest proof on what happened last week in Plattsburgh. As of right now, the two people involved are on desk duty. There will be an investigation involved. I said to the council general, may I mention your name on air? The person said, for security reasons, please don't, so I'll respect this person's wishes.
All right.
I mean, at least the ball is rolling.
Yeah, you were telling me that. You were saying that there's a good chance that someone was going to help you out there.
Right, but, yeah, the council general person himself, because when we went to originally to lodge the complaint, the council general just happened to be in the talking to the receptionist and said, yes, can I help you? We explained, and this person said, okay, well, let's see what I can do, and called Julie today and said, okay, as of right now, these two people are on administrative desk duty pending an investigation. You may have to come in, and you and your gentleman friend, you may have to come and tell your side of the story. Okay, so Julie said, worst case scenario, what could happen to these people? They may have to find another career. Okay, best case scenario, they'll get a letter of reprimand in their file.
Right, and there may be the latter, but who knows? Who's to say that they don't go as far as firing?
Yeah, but, I mean, have they ever done it before? That's the thing, and, you know, and it's like, you know, it's like who's calling the kettle black, but what I'm worried about is maybe like they say in the police, there's the blue wall of silence. Here, there also could be a blue wall of silence. But I think when Council General says he knows people at Homeland Security, I think that blue wall might be coming down.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, if there's worry that other people could have been offended, other people could have gone through the same thing that you went through,
right.
And they're going to put the brakes on that in a very fast way. Hey, we got to fly. Thanks,
okay.
Sam.
Take care.
Keep us abreast of what's going on. Let's go to Tomas, and we'll see if the states are rising up and challenging the power of the federal government. I think it's a good thing. I got to say that. And the more states that jump on board, the better for me. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, the problem is we're forgetting that the people who are going to win on that are the lawyers, because the lawyers are going to be on both sides. The Democrats are going to hire their own lawyers. And I think the American people are tired. I mean, you know, let's just let it go. I mean, let's just let it go. And then when we see how bad it is, then we'll change it. Because, face it, American people voted for Barack Obama.
That's true.
We need to pay the price. That's the way a good democracy works, is people learn from their mistakes. You know, and I, on a personal note, though, I'm really sad about one person, and that's Hillary Clinton. If you remember, about a decade ago, she swept into the White House, and she started her own committee meetings, secret committee meetings on bringing national health care to America. And now she has to watch from the sidelines, the sidelines, as the first little black president of America did it. And she had nothing to do. She's like his secretary over there. Matter of fact, that's what her title is, isn't it? Barack Obama's Secretary of State. Oh, man. You know, a strong drink tonight. You know that.
Yeah, she's not, you know, deep in the recesses, and to be a fly on the wall and hear her conversations with those that she trusts and the small posse around her, you know, she's got to be talking through her teeth. I mean, she has to be. You're right, because she pushed that. They just nailed her. I mean, you're right, and now here it is, and he not only gets the presidency, but then this gets passed pretty much. I mean, even so, it'll get stalled a little bit with the Senate, but it goes through, and then that's it. So, yeah.
That's and funny. I tell you what, people who are in companies now that had their health insurance already, every company in America is starting to say, yeah, this will be our last year for health care. We're going to let the government take over. We'll pay the little 10 or 12 or 15% fine, because it costs us a lot more, and we won't have to deal with the headaches of you know, upgoing costs and trying to figure out how much you have to go. It's going to be a big headache off, and I tell you what, the doctors that are in school now, the soon-to-be doctors, can you imagine the change in the tide for them? When they got into it a couple of years ago, you know, Bush had just won the Iraq war, and like I said, Hillary had just been kicked out. National health care was dead and gone. They figured, man, I've got a great career. And now they're going to be working for peanuts. How are they going to
You know what? Absolutely. That's the point. It's that buy now, pay up later, baby, and it's going to kick in the tax increases right around 2012, probably a little bit after 2012 and the big presidential election. But trust me, it'll be there. The hands will be out, no doubt.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.